If you remember, we had a 40-40-40-day challenge, and we had a special luncheon to acknowledge those folks. And at the luncheon, we had about 15 people present, and I asked each individual to share their, you know, afterthought. How did you do it, and what kind of, you know, just experience you had, and so on. So at the meeting, after the meeting, I invited a couple of people to share their thoughts, other stories with us in the service. So at this moment, I'd like to ask Dana to come forward and to use the microphone. She's tall, so.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Pastor Troy asked me to share my story. The reason why I took the 40-40 challenge was because I needed something positive in my life. When Lent rolls around, we all think about giving up something. Let me give up chocolate. Let me give up this. I didn't want to do that. So I decided to do something positive, something to give back to people. Let me pray for all these people in the directory. So I was in a low in my life. March in 2013, I lost my job. I worked in Manhattan for 17 years, hustled and bustled, 30-hour commute a week, 12 to 14 hours a day of work. So it was very stressful. So I needed something to point me in the right direction and to lift me up. So I took the challenge. And what I got out of it was an uplift, a positive, and a step back in life. And I always asked God, Why me? Why did I lose my job? Why did I have to move out of my townhouse to rent it so that I can afford the income? He was testing me, and I think he did, and he did it in a positive way, because at the end of April of this year, I went for an interview at 9 a.m. in the morning, and an hour and a half later, I was offered a job. So, as Nathaniel had pointed out in our luncheon, thank you, I was an answer to prayer. So whenever you have that doubt of something, say a little prayer, and I'm pretty sure it'll go a long way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, we do have a second person who'd like to share her story briefly, Sarah Choi.
And I'm short, so the microphone came down this time. Well, I did the challenge because my dad was doing the challenge, and my mom said, go support your dad. So I said, okay. But actually, what ended up happening was something very good. Like Dana, I probably hit the hardest part of my work job around the same time that Lent happened, maybe about a month before. So I had actually started to pray a lot more than I normally did, and had started to fast, and I wasn't sure how long I was going to go fasting. But I thought, okay, well, you know, I'm praying a lot anyway, so I might as well do this 40-40-40 thing. And what ended up happening was, during that entire month where we were praying for each other, it not only got my mind off of what I was doing and what was going on in my life, but I realized that it felt like other people's prayers were carrying me too, where all the, you know, I mean, everyone is different, but you know when you're running into the situation that is hardest for you, and that was mine. It was literally probably the worst case, like nightmare scenario for me personally, from where I am and what my personality is like. But during the entire 40 days, it was like, I was being carried like this the entire way, and there wasn't a bump or a drop anywhere along it. So I wanted to say thank you to all of you who prayed, because I know it wasn't just my prayer that reached God, but I'm pretty sure it was everybody else who was praying for me too. And that's it.